Hour number two and a half of the Weekend Huddle here on 102.5 The Game. Connor Newton, Nick Frazier, Christian Skelton here with you on this Friday morning. I am at home on the mend after I am day to day from a curling incident as T-Line. The good folks at T-Line took very good care of me, so I'm very thankful for them. And they've offered to give me more lessons on curling if I so choose. So I will definitely be taking them up on that and hopefully be very safe. But Christian and Nick are broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dame Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. And we have an extra half hour with you here today as we're leading you right up to pregame coverage of Vanderbilt basketball taking on Florida Gators in the SEC semifinals tournament. Tournament semifinals. Sorry, words are hard. But Nick Frazier says he has a topic of interest to the Big Blue Nation. Nick Frazier, please present yourself.
Yes, thank you very much, Connor. Are Kentucky fans regretting having Mark Pope as their head coach over John Calipari right now?
Oh, there's the question. It's a two-part answer. Yes and no. Yes, because we miss the recruiting that he brought. We miss the elite-level talent. We miss John Wall and Anthony Davis and Carl Anthony Towns and Devin Booker and all of these talented guards and post players that were capable of taking over a game. With that being said, we do not miss the in-game adjustments, in quotes, and the actual coaching and the mentality and the excuses and the post-game statements from John Calipari. I, right now, if you were to ask me, I would much rather have Mark Pope than John Calipari.
Really?
Just because I think Pope has room to grow. I think we've seen the best of John Calipari, and that's years behind us. Calipari, to me, I think that's a team that can make the Sweet 16, maybe even the Elite Eight. They're not a national title contender to me. Kentucky's not either. Let's not act like I'm just sugarcoating everything, and Kentucky is better than Arkansas at everything, which is not true, although they did beat them this season. Pope, I think, has room to grow. I think he has his team playing good basketball. Look, the relationship with Calipari and Kentucky fizzled out, and that's okay. That's what happens in sports. If you're there that long, relationships are going to thaw out. The Grim Reaper comes for everyone. It comes for everyone in this business. It comes for everyone in every business. It'll come for us someday. But the relationship between Calipari and Kentucky fizzled out because of his inability to change and his being stuck in his own ways. I don't get that feeling with Mark. I get the feeling that he's capable of change. And a lot of fans are mad at him right now and maybe want to see him go. And I'm kind of trending in that direction as well. But I'm willing to give him another year because he's shown growth this season. He's shown that he's able to change and adjust to the needs of this roster. I don't think Calipari is capable of doing that. I think he's capable of going out, recruiting the best players, and hoping that it sticks. And sometimes it does, and more often than not, it doesn't. So I think maybe I'm not in the minority of Kentucky fans here, but I would rather have Pope than Calipari.
Interesting you say that. I ran out of characters on Twitter. I was trying to put out some bullet points for each case here. I mean, Arkansas with Calipari in the semifinal and going up against Ole Miss, more than likely probably going to go to the SEC championship game. I mean, that obviously is something Kentucky fans would, I'd say, miss. He has a game-changing guard. We kind of talked about it last segment with Darius Acuff. Not Calipari's best, but a game-changing guard that, you know, Calipari has on his team. I don't know if you can really say the same about Kentucky. I mean, you know more about that roster than I do, Connor. Would you say they have a game-changing guard on that Kentucky roster right now?
I mean, Owe can take over a game, but not to the level that Acuff can.
Right.
Acuff, in my mind, is the best player in the SEC. He's proven that. He's the SEC player of the year. He's the SEC freshman of the year. He's a damn good player. Kentucky doesn't have that. And there's no shying away from that. But in terms of the team ball they play and the in-game adjustments I think Mark Pope is capable of making, I would rather have that than John Calipari's NBA, I'll let them do whatever they want and I'll pretend like I'm coaching.
Interesting. And my other thing is, too, obviously it's been the stat that's out there online with Kentucky playing the first opening game of the SEC tournament since 1979. My question to you is, when it comes to that a number of, you know, playing for the first time since 79, the opening game. Is it to where Mark Pope just has to take a couple steps back to go 10 steps forward? Is that what Kentucky fans are feeling out right now? Because a regular spectator of college basketball is thinking, I think Kentucky may have made the wrong move with a coaching change.
I think he overthinks things. I think he overthought the construction of this roster, because let's not play revisionist history. Last year around this time, national media included, everyone thought Mark Pope was the savior of the Kentucky program. Everyone thought that Mark Pope was going to be the one to lead this team back to the big dance, back to a national championship. And that's not going to be the case this year because of the roster construction, because of some of the coaching decisions that he's made. It's just not in the stars. So he's got the opportunity to prove us wrong next year. That said, he doesn't have the recruits right now. His coaching has been questionable. His sub patterns especially have been questionable throughout the season. He's going to have to do well in the portal. And look, he's hiring a GM to monitor recruiting and help him out with some of these things. So maybe that will help. I think if you were to, I'll simplify it like this. I would rather have Coach Cal the recruiter than Coach Cal the coach. I would rather have Mark Pope the coach than Mark Pope the recruiter. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. I look at Mark Pope, and you make the good point about the recruiting aspect of it, being able to hire a GM for the athletic department for, you know, the recruiting thing of all. But I don't know if Pope can adapt to the times with NIL. Like, last season, again, correct me if I'm wrong, Connor, but last season wasn't truly his team, if that makes sense, when he took over, right?
It wasn't. You're right. It was a lot. Actually, the whole thing was pretty much guys he grabbed from the portal. I mean, Jackson Robinson followed him from BYU, but
right,
that's about it. You're right. But here's the thing. His coaching and that team's abilities meshed so well together, they were able to succeed despite all the things that played against them. Calipari, I think if that were to happen to him last season, he wouldn't have made the tournament because he's not a good coach, or at least his best days as a coach have passed him by. And based on what I'm seeing from the text line, again, 615-737-1025, a lot of you tend to agree with me. Dustin says, I could say yes, I could say no, but the NIL was changing right before we got Pope. I like Pope the coach better. We got NBA players with Calipari. I don't think he'd have gotten us to the dance again. Pope can take a team and get something out of it. Hold on, he's texting me again, and it's refreshing. We were up and down until just after midseason. Look at this team tournament time. I'm good. People bashing Pope his second year at Kentucky is dumb. It's tough to coach here. Expectations are too high. It stresses high. Give him 5 years. He's growing as a coach. Here's the thing. I think they're going to give him one more year because you're getting a new athletic director. And if he has a season like this season again, they're probably going to cut him loose and bring home the big fish. That's just how I think this program is going to work. I could be wrong, but that's how I think this is going to work. Another texter says, Calipari is a good recruiter, but he's not a good basketball coach. He is so overrated. I think you're right. I think the best days of Calipari, the coach, have passed him by.
And look, sorry, Connor, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was about to toss to you. I said, that's just the way I feel as a fan. But look, in studying college basketball all this time and watching Calipari coach, I know his do's and don'ts. And in-game adjustments are not his bread and butter. You watch his defense, they only play man-to-man. He will never switch to his zone. Mark Pope is willing to switch. He's willing to adapt in-game. So that's why I like Pope the coach better than I like Calipari the coach. I like the recruiting side of Calipari way better. But in terms of the actual coach, I like Pope better than Calipari.
Follow me on this real quick, Connor, because looking at the landscape of college athletics, I heard Luke Combs recently on a podcast saying he doesn't fund any money towards App State because of, you know, NIL fatigue. There's going to be those booster fatigues that they don't want to spend X amount of money towards a program. He mentioned that App State should go down to the FCS to, you know, start funding money for them when it comes to football. You look at other programs as well, like Alabama. Alabama fans are not too happy with Kalen DeBoer right now. And I'm sure there's going to be some NIL fatigue. There's going to be some money fatigue when it comes to that. You look at Kentucky. I'm not saying they're following suit in that same trend, but you make a good point, is if he doesn't have a good year next year, Yeah, you go grab the big fish. My thing is with Calipari, that made him a difference maker when it came to bringing in the recruits and bringing in that NIL money and that collectives, is that he's a businessman first, and then he's a air quotes coach. He grabbed
he's a car salesman.
Yeah, he is. He's a car salesman. You have to do that in today's day and age. And when you can find people that want to buy into your system, and not talking about players, I'm talking about boosters. I'm talking about people on the outside that have the big wallets to help out with a program like that. They're going to want to buy into your process. And so for Mark Pope, I think he needs to do a little bit more of the car salesman aspect of it. I'm sure he can, like you mentioned, can develop as a coach. He's doing that one, I guess, dribble at a time in a basketball reference. But this is something they have to do on the outskirts. And I don't know if a GM can fully do that. You got to hear it from the man. You got to hear it from the horse's mouth. And that's Mark Pope.
I liken it to Alabama football because that's a very passionate fan base and a very passionate donation or a booster donation. I don't think you're ever going to have problems with boosters not giving enough money to Kentucky's NIL fund, especially in basketball, because that city is so passionate about what it brings, just right. Like Tuscaloosa is passionate about what Alabama football brings. With that said, I think boosters can sway decisions a little bit. I think if they get to a point next year where they're thinking, we're not going to go anywhere with this. We have a new athletic director. We've just hired a new football coach and he did great. He went 12-0 and they won the national championship. I'm just kidding. It's not going to happen, but if they get to a point next year where they think Pope isn't the guy, I think boosters can have an interesting sway in that conversation. But as of right now, today on, what is it, Saturday, March 14th, I think Pope is growing. I'm willing to give him another year. I'm willing to see what he's capable of doing in the recruiting pattern and in the portal. And if things are like this next year, then we'll have a different conversation. But if you're asking me Pope versus Calipari, I'll simplify it to this. I prefer Pope the coach. I prefer Calipari the recruiter.
That's fair. That is a fair comment to make.
Real quick before we go to the break, 615-737-1025 is the phone number. Our good buddy Kenny the mailman is on the phone line waiting very patiently. Kenny, go ahead.
Good morning to y'all. I have to apologize. I'm a little giddy today. I think for the first time in my life, Vanderbilt beat Tennessee twice in the same week in basketball.
That is a crazy thing.
Yeah, I don't think that has ever happened before, so I will definitely take it. Now, I was listening earlier. I was sort of surprised at your caller that was the best-dressed young man from Kentucky. Y'all remember that call?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think that just means he knows how to tie his shoes.
Valid.
Oh, I meant that the good way. Y'all talk about Calipari a lot, and he is going to be in the coaching Hall of Fame. He's one of the best recruiters ever. Have you ever counted and put to a number how many first-round draft choices in the NBA he had at Kentucky?
He has, I want to say 37, around that area.
He had more play under him than all of the other SEC combined while he was at Kentucky. And he won one national championship. I mean, I think you could have picked your Uncle Lou or your next-door neighbor that might have got the same results. But I am just stunned at who he has signed. And, I mean, these are not guys that have just been in the league a couple times. They are superstars, and yet they didn't do much all that together. Yeah. And this last roster, they complained about the – roster construction. Didn't they spend $22 million on it?
They did, yeah. And that's going to be the talking point. Yeah,
it's hard to get upset when you spend probably as much as four or five teams combined, and you finished what, eighth,
ninth? Yeah,
I was going to give them a spot just so it wouldn't hurt so bad. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Kenny.
His generosity, Connor, is just it's over the moon. Generous.
He's in a giving mood. He probably saw the stream and saw how swollen my eye is. So he was just in a giving mood today. And I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
615-737-1025 is the phone number. One final segment for us here on this Saturday. We'll play Where Are They Now? Coming up next, right here on the Weekend Huddle, 102.5 The Game.
You like my fire.
We can all hear on 102.5 The Game. Connor Newton, Nick Frazier, Christian Skelton, bringing you back in with the greatest version of this song that's out there now. The Tiny Desk version of the Gap Band singing Outstanding, a.k.a. the Washed Anthem, as we play Where Are They Now here on the program. He told me the other day he was going to do this, and I said, just so you know, I'm going to lose it, and I sure, in fact, did lose it.
That's a great version of that. I need to get that on my playlist on a continuous basis.
It's fantastic. It's just them sitting at a desk playing, like, School Supplies.
Really?
Yes.
That's great.
It's fantastic. Anyways, it is now time to play our favorite game, Where Are They Now? I will tell you that I had to take some pills during the break for my eye, so I am not ready. So one of you go ahead.
Okay. All right. I'm going to the diamond for this one, folks.
And yes, he is.
And it's, again, you'll probably know the player once you get the gist of it. But first MLB appearance was with the Toronto Blue Jays in 1997. His last MLB appearance was with the St. Louis Cardinals in 2012. 144-94 win-loss record. Has a ERA of 3.76. 1,600, just three shy of 1,700 strikeouts. So, again, started his career with the Blue Jays from 97 to 02, and then ended his career with the Cardinals from 04 to 2012. Three-time All-Star in 2005, 6, and 10. Two-time World Series champion. Okay, let's hear it.
That is former Cy Young.
What was the name you cut out there? What'd you got there?
Chris Carpenter.
Okay. Christian?
Sounds like a good guess to me.
Okay, yes. Bingo, bingo, bingo. Both are on the board. It is Chris Carpenter.
Hooray.
Hooray. Am I next or is Connor next?
It's up to you.
You go.
Go ahead.
You go.
All right, this is kind of an easy one, but we've got the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Houston Rockets, the Washington Wizards, the
Westbrook.
Los Angeles. Yeah, there you go.
Westbrook, yes.
It didn't take long. I knew it wouldn't.
Okay, here we go. Phoenix Suns, we're going to the hardwood, obviously. Phoenix Suns, Chicago Bulls, Detroit Pistons.
Phoenix Suns, Chicago Bulls, Detroit Pistons, is that what you just said?
Yes, sir.
Huh. Phoenix Suns, Detroit Pistons.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's two more. Sacramento Kings, Golden State Warriors.
So a current player.
No.
Oh, not a current player. Andre Iguodala?
Iguodala, Christian.
I was actually going to say Iguodala, too. Yeah. Is that correct, though, is the question?
No. It sounds like neither of you were paying attention the two segments ago, because this is former Kentucky guard Tyler Ulis.
Wow.
It's a great pull.
You did what I usually do. You just picked somebody from a couple segments ago.
Yes, I did.
Great pull. Well, all right. Next on the board here, going to basketball, still sticking with that. Went to college at Florida. Was undrafted in 2002 to the National Basketball Association. Played from 2002 to 2023. First game, I guess he played with the Alain Sportif Chennaias, which is located in France, and then played for the Miami Heat. So three-time NBA champion, NBA All-Rookie second team, retired by the Miami Heat, his number, and then his second team All-American in the NABC, and two-time first team All-SEC, and second, third team All-SEC from 99 and 2000. Again, went to school at Florida and is from the Miami area.
Oh, he's not from here. Okay, so that eliminates my answer. I don't know if he was drafted by Oklahoma City, but I know he spent a long time in Miami.
Undrafted. Undrafted.
Oh, undrafted.
Yep.
I will go with Miami Heat legend, whose number is retired, and I believe he has a statue as well, just him sitting on a bench, Udonis Haslam.
Okay, Christian?
Brandon Bigsby is in here with me. He said Udonis Haslam as well, so I'll go with his guess.
You guys are right. Udonis Haslam. It is a short career list, but thought it might be a little trickier. But it's not.
Look at that.
Connor Newton and Brandon Bigsby are ball knowers, so you got to test them a little bit more, I guess.
Both
you
know, on the boards.
Normal guy like me, I had no clue. So you know, glad I had some help from a friend in here. I have a coach to switch things up a little bit. So this is a college basketball coach, and we're gonna give you some of these are assistant stops, some of them are head coaching stops. These are just gonna be his college jobs. So we got Purdue, Missouri State, Tennessee, Cal, Missouri, and Missouri State again.
I know who this is.
Go ahead.
But I want to see if he gets it first.
I have no clue. No, go ahead.
This is Konzo Martin. You're listening to Tennessee Basketball.
I've taught you so well. I taught him that that's exactly how he would say it back in the day on the Vol Network. It was, this is Konzo Martin. You're listening to it. He had the deepest voice I've ever heard in my life. It was he should have been a musician, honestly, or done radio.
Yeah.
He had a great voice.
That's pretty good.
You've inspired me, Christian, because I also have a coach here. Going back to the hardwood, let's see. Well, it would be great if you would actually give me his stops there, Wikipedia. Please hold, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see here. All right, let's see. This is difficult. How do you...
Clock is ticking, Connor. Less than a minute.
I know it is.
The show does end today.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Boston University, Montana women's coach, Houston men's coach, and then currently at the University of Arizona.
Why can't I think of his name? I literally know his name, but I don't know why. I almost said Sean Miller. That's the old Arizona coach. What's his name?
Oh.
I can't think of his name.
I shouldn't have said currently, but I just gave it away. It is Tommy Lloyd.
Tommy Lloyd. I couldn't think of it.
Former guard at the University of Gonzaga. That'll do it for us here on the program. And sorry I dragged out that last one so long.
That's okay.
Google decided not to be my friend today. But for Nick Frazier and Christian Skelton, my name is Connor Newt with one eye saying... So long. We'll see you next week right here on the Weekend Huddle, 1025 The Game. Enjoy Vanderbilt men's basketball coming up next as they take on the Florida Gators live from the SEC tournament semifinals right here on 1025 The Game.
See ya. See ya. Clock makes us love history.